Good afternoon. Welcome in. We are set to go on another week of college football broadcasting here on the Bun Sports Show on bunsports.com. We're glad to have you with us. I am Jacob Bun. We talked on Friday at great length about the BCS, and as the BCS meetings were held last week in Dallas, not much was resolved at those meetings. Not much news was made. However, some news was made elsewhere that didn't have anything to do with the BCS meetings by someone who has had a tremendous impact on the system over time. Dennis Dodd of CBS Sports is always the bearer of good news, right? He wrote an article entitled BCS Founding Father Kramer in Favor of Amendment to System. Roy Kramer has a solution to the BCS. Not the solution, just a useful idea from an 82-year-old gentleman who just happened to invent the Bowl Championship Series. Kramer is quoted here as saying the participants should be a conference champion. Now, he's talking about the plus one, of course, that has been the proposal that has gained the most steam. And a plus one system, the way it has been proposed, four teams would be selected at the end of the year. The top four ranked, well, let me just stop right there. Four teams would be selected at the end of the year, and those four teams would play off 2-2, and then the winners would play for what I guess would be the BCS championship or maybe the national championship in case the BCS doesn't have anything to do with it. That has been the proposal that has gotten the most publicity and the most buzz, especially following last week's meetings between the BCS brass in Dallas. Well, Dennis Dodd writes this article quoting Roy Kramer as saying the participants should be conference champions. Now, that means, just to clarify, that all four teams in the plus one should be conference champions. Now, Kramer goes on to explain in this article, and I'm not going to read it all, but it is a very lengthy conversation, it appears, Dennis Dodd had with Roy Kramer. He goes on to explain why he would have only conference champions in the game and uses some examples from the past several years to support his case. Let's examine this for just a second. And I'm going to get to another Dennis Dodd article, a follow-up, that said if you had only conference champions allowed in a plus-one system, what it would have looked like for the last 13, you know, the 14 seasons the BCS has been around. So we're going to look at that in just a moment. But let's just think about this. Conference champions only. That means, obviously, it won't be the best four teams in the nation, unless all four conference champions are 1, 2, 3, and 4. Take this year. What did you have? LSU number 1, Alabama number 2. Well, that would obviously excluded Alabama. Oklahoma State number 3, Stanford number 4, Arkansas and Oregon 5 and 6, I believe is how it ended up, right? Well, you got two SEC teams that don't qualify in the top 5. What about Oregon? They won their conference, right? So does that not move them ahead of Stanford? So Stanford, sitting there at number 4, is nosed out by number 6, Oregon. Makes a ton of sense here. What we're developing here really could be, I think, is the answer. And then who else would get in? You have LSU. We know they would have gotten in, right? You have Oregon. Would have had to have gotten in. Oklahoma State. They would have been in. So it's the fourth, I suppose, the fourth top-rated conference champion. Now, who is that? Who is the fourth-rated? Let's think for a minute. Oh, yeah. Jim Delaney's conference, the Big Ten, and Wisconsin. The conference that does not know how to put teams into the national championship picture. Now, I have talked before on this program about how if there had been a plus one system with the top four teams in the country being chosen at the end of the year, that the last several years, the Big Ten wouldn't have even sniffed being in it. They would have had no teams in it since Ohio State was in it two straight years and they were waxed both times by SEC powers. But since then, the Big Ten would not have had any teams in the Final Four. The Big 12 would have had a couple of teams. There would have been a couple of mid-majors, TCU, namely, would have been in. Obviously, Pac-12 would have had two last year. SEC had two this year. But the Big Ten wouldn't have had it. That is a logical way we can bring the Big Ten into something when they don't have any business being. Now, what did Wisconsin finish? Was it 7-8? I have to go back and look at the final BCS standings. But Wisconsin would have been in the championship game, not been in the top six. We know that. Of course, we also know that they were beaten by Oregon in the Rose Bowl. So, but they definitely deserve to be in the game there, and Alabama didn't deserve it over them, and Stanford didn't deserve it over them. Clearly, Wisconsin deserved to be there. Larry Scott, who is the commissioner of the Pac-12, has also come out in favor of Mr. Kramer's proposal here. Yeah, oh yeah. Now, I don't know why Scott seems so gung-ho about this. Last year, he would have had two teams in, Oregon and Stanford. And this year, he would have had Stanford in, which I think they were rated higher than Oregon. I think Larry Scott may be searching for a way to jump into this conversation, and he may have done it this way without 100% meaning behind this. Something tells me he's not exactly as supportive of this as he appeared when he gave quotes to several writers over this past weekend about being in support of Roy Kramer's idea here. But I think the idea is ludicrous and irresponsible. You can't just have conference champions in the Final Four. If we're going to have a true playoff, it's got to be between the four best teams. A lot of people say the only thing the BCS has done right is the fact that it actually does choose the top two teams in the nation. Now, that's all it chooses is two, but it does choose the top two teams in the nation. That's what you hear all the time. Well, if we have a playoff, do we want the four best teams in the nation? Or do we want the four champions of the conference? It seems to me, if we had the four champions of the conference, then that would just enlarge the problem that many people feel like is attached to the BCS right now. They'd have the tie-ins. And it would give certain conferences the opportunity to not finish high in the top 10 and still get in and perhaps win the national championship. And there are other teams far more deserving that would be there on the outside. But think about Arkansas. Forget Alabama and forget Stanford for just a second. Think about Arkansas. I mean, they were a much more suited team than Wisconsin. Arkansas deserved, the only two teams Arkansas lost to played for the national championship. I don't think you could say that for Wisconsin. So this idea, first of all, it's out of left field, and it has no way of passing, I believe. I don't see any way this becomes reality. But you have to take it seriously, because you are talking about the founder, let's go ahead and call him what he is, he created the BCS. So his voice does matter on these issues, and so does Larry Scott's, by the way. I mean, he's the commissioner of the Pac-12. If he's going to open his mouth in support of this initiative, then it's going to count, and it's going to go on his record. And I don't think people are going to forget it. Now, Dennis Dodd looked at what the plus one with only conference champions would have looked like. So I'm going to read back through the years. In 1998, Tennessee would be number one. They would have played number five, UCLA. Number two, Florida State, would have played number four, Ohio State. So obviously, whoever number three was that year, number three, Kansas State, they would not have been included. In 1999, number one, Florida State, would have played number four, Alabama. Number two, Virginia Tech, would have played number three, Nebraska. So that would have worked that year. No, there was no conference champ. But how needle in a haystack is it to find years when it's just clean like that? 2000, another example. Number one, Oklahoma versus Washington, number four. Number two, Florida State versus number three, Miami. Now, 2001. you would have had number one Miami against number eight Illinois and number three Colorado versus number four Oregon, Nebraska, Florida, number two, number five, number six Tennessee, and number seven Texas. So, you mean to tell me that the powers in Gainesville and Austin, with the kind of teams positioned well in the top 10 at the end of the year, are going to sit by while number 8 Illinois gets in? See which conference is benefiting so far, right? 2002, number 1 Miami versus number 2, number 1 Miami versus number 6 Washington State. Number 2 Ohio State versus number 3 Georgia. That would not include number 4 USC and number 5 Iowa. You think USC would be pleased with that? Read on. 2003 would have number 2 LSU versus number 7 Florida State, number 3 USC versus number 4 Michigan. 2003 was a year when you wouldn't have even had the number one team in the land, Oklahoma, in. Why? Because they didn't win their conference. So far this initiative here by former Commissioner Kramer is off to a fantastic start. 2004, number one USC versus number six Utah. That's another thing. Utah. It's in the Mountain West at the time. Now, don't you think that if teams that play lesser schedules, like Boise State, some of the others, now I know they're moving to the Big East in a year or so argument may be obsolete. But just thinking back on through the years, those teams that don't play anybody, let's be honest, they don't. They would be right up there because they wouldn't lose, so they'd continue to climb and climb, and they might be number 5 at the end of the year, and they'd be the champions of the Mountain West, or the WAC, but they'd technically be a conference champion. So they'd qualify over the number 2 team from the SEC, or even perhaps a conference champion from a BCS conference. Yeah, exactly. You tell me how that's going to work for you. 2004, continuing now, number 2 Oklahoma versus number 3 Auburn. Now, obviously, Auburn, team that was not included, would have gotten a shot at it. They were the SEC champion. Now that would have nothing to do with whether or not they were conference champions. I mean, Auburn and Oklahoma were the 2 and 3 teams that year. That would have not included number 4 Texas and number 5 California. Again, Texas being snubbed. Keep an eye on that. 2005, number 1 USC would play number 7 Georgia. And number 2 Texas would play number 3 Penn State. And that would not include number 4 Ohio State, number 5 Oregon, number 6 Notre Dame. 2006, number 1 Ohio State playing number 6 Louisville. That sounds like a game I want to see right there. Ohio State-Louisville. Not basketball. Number 2, Florida would have played number 5, USC. Not included, number 3, Michigan, and number 4, LSU. 2007, number 1, Ohio State versus number 4, Oklahoma. Number 2, LSU versus number 3, Virginia Tech. An anomaly there with all of them qualifying. Number 2008, number 1 Oklahoma versus, yet again, number 6 Utah. Utah seems to be benefiting from this. Number 2 Florida versus number 5 USC. Not included. Nobody of significance. Texas and Alabama. Now, you think Texas and Alabama, you think they'd really, those fan bases, you think they've been real happy about getting snubbed for the likes of Utah? Well, that's a good point. Utah did blow out Alabama some. Number 2009, number one Alabama versus number four TCU, number two Texas versus number three Cincinnati. It would have been clean. 2010, number one Auburn versus number five Wisconsin, and number two Oregon versus number three TCU. That would have left out number four Stanford, which, by the way, is from Larry Scott's conference, the Pac-12. 2011, this past year, number one LSU would have played number 10 Wisconsin. I knew they were rated low. Didn't know it was 10. 10! Number three Oklahoma State versus number five Oregon. Now get this. This is who was not included in the 2011 model. Number two, Alabama. Number four, Stanford. Number six, Arkansas. Number seven, Boise State. Number eight, Kansas State. And number nine, South Carolina. All of those teams would have been kicked to the curb because Jim Delaney's Wisconsin Badgers would have gone from number 10 to in the championship. Of course, they couldn't beat Oregon in the Rose Bowl, so I don't assume they would have won any kind of a playoff. It would have worked nicely for the Big Ten, though. Reading back through these years, it would have been a real benefit to Jim Delaney's league to have had this rule in place. Again, in case you missed it, Roy Kramer, former commissioner of the SEC's proposal, is going to solve all of our problems by making conference champions be the exclusive members of the plus one party at the end of the year. It's not about 1, 2, 3, and 4. It's about conference champions, which would give some leagues a whole lot of value that they don't deserve. It's a horribly thought-out proposal, and it deserves ridicule from coast to coast. Now, Dodd, of course, didn't add any analysis to his article. Why would he? I think if you've read his articles throughout the past month or two, you know exactly where he stands in the world of college football. But it needs to be said that this is an irresponsible plan. Man, I'm saying it right now, but I think more people need to pick up the steam on this. This is ridiculous, and it cannot gain steam. And I don't think it will, by the way. But Roy Kramer did invent the BCS, so we have to take what he says seriously, even if the proposal is much less than serious. Well, we will be back on Wednesday. We'll have more to talk about then. Today was pretty much a one-issue day. College basketball is coming to the end of the year. We talk mostly college football on the show, but we'll mention the teams getting in the tournament, talk about brackets a little while as well. That's always fun, as well as a number of other topics. But spring training will be getting started soon. We will be back on Wednesday, the final day of February. Hey, we'll be 1 month closer. It's college football season. It's coming soon. Well, maybe soon is not exactly the word of choice there. Anyway, everyone take care. Have a great couple of days. We will see you soon.